USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he's in New York City attending the UN General Assembly meetings. The president says he's willing to help make a deal between India and Pakistan.
It will be dependent on both of these gentlemen. One without the other doesn't work if you're going to do mediation or if you're going to do an arbitration. But certainly I would be willing to help if both Pakistan, let's say, and India wanted me to do that.
The president does continue to field questions about a July phone conversation he had with the president of Ukraine. At the UN, the president called it another Democratic witch hunt, adding, "Here we go again." The whistleblower who reported the phone call to the intelligence community did not even hear the actual phone call that the president had with the Ukrainian president. And the UAW and GM are continuing talks to end a strike that began last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
America's Health and Human Services chief addresses the UN General Assembly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Secretary Alex Azar discussing the United States' stance on abortion at the UN General Assembly.
There is no international right to an abortion, and these terms should not be used to promote pro-abortion policies and measures.
Azar was joined by a coalition of nations in urging the UN to abandon language they feel promotes abortion around the globe. The statement was supported by Russia, Saudi Arabia, the Sudan, and Yemen, among others.
A North Texas judge is rejecting a request by Amber Geiger's defense team for a mistrial in her murder trial. Geiger's attorneys told the judge a new jury should be picked after the Dallas County DA gave a TV interview on the trial on Sunday, despite a gag order. Geiger is charged with murder after shooting a man she thought was intruding in her apartment when, in fact, she went into the wrong apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump is in New York City, the president is making a big pitch for international religious freedom.
Our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. Regrettably, the religious freedom enjoyed by American citizens is rare in the world. Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%. As we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious beliefs. So hard to believe. Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
And finally, Monday is the first day of fall. That means 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night for most places. After today, we'll see more night than daytime until the winter solstice in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.